Today is the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. These are the announcements. There will be the blessing of articles after Mass today at the communion rail. Today, Father Ward will have a meet and greet in the hall after Mass for newcomers and for anyone who would like to have a short visit with him. Please go to the hall after Mass and he will see you in the priest's meeting room one at a time. There will not be a sermon during this Mass to allow for the meet and greet with Father Ward. We will not have benediction this evening. Tomorrow we will have the cleaning of the chapel after the 8:30 Mass. We want to thank all the volunteers who are cleaning the chapel. There's an upcoming feast day and High Mass, and that is on Wednesday, September 29th. It's the dedication of St. Michael the Archangel, and the High Mass is at 9 in the morning. Thursday is the Holy Hour and Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at 7 p.m. This week we have the First Friday and the Mass is at 8:30, followed by a spiritual conference and the Rosary. First Saturday there will be the Mass at 8:30. The feast this week, today is the Feast of St. Isaac Jogues and Companions. Tomorrow is the Feast of Saints Cosmas and Damian. Tuesday, the Feast of St. Wenceslaus. Wednesday, St. Michael. Thursday, St. Jerome. Friday, St. Remigius. And Saturday is the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. Catechism classes will begin Saturday, October 9th, after the 8:30 a.m. Mass. Please sign the paper in the vestibule to enroll your children. Parents, take copies of the Catechism review paper available in the vestibule so that your children are prepared for the classes. So we have a lot of announcements here. Blessing of articles, after Mass, just go over to the hall so you can meet Father or just visit. There's no benediction today. We'll have the cleaning after Mass tomorrow. There's a High Mass on Wednesday. Thursday is the Holy Hour and Benediction. First Friday, 8:30, and First Saturday, and the Catechism classes. One non-announcement. This is not an announcement. By the laws of nature and physics, we should be announcing something, but we're not. We should be announcing that one of the evenings this week, there will be a wake with a rosary. And we should be announcing, according to the laws of nature, that there will be a Requiem Mass this week. We are not announcing that. Because someone here, someone you know, has been touched by God and is alive, not dead. And there are many reasons probably why God did that. But we know that this person had a great patron, a patron of him and all those who do the work he does. And that patron is St. Michael the Archangel. And so this is not an announcement. But I believe that each of us who would have come to the wake or funeral Mass, I think that each one of us, and if not each one of us, at least each family, should be sending a representative to the High Mass this Wednesday to thank St. Michael for saving one of our own. It's not an obligation, but I'll just say this. We are always quick to use the prayer petition, but not too quick to use the prayer of thanksgiving. And I think that this, particularly all of us, I include myself, we have been touched by God through St. Michael. And I think we owe a great debt of gratitude. Sorry to come across a little bit angry there. church trying to impress it. Because you all know, you'd go to all lengths to make sure either at the wake or the funeral. I think we should do a similar thing in this case. The epistle for this Mass is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. Brethren, I give thanks to my God always concerning you, for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, because in everything we have been enriched in him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the witness to the Christ has been made so firm in you, that you lack no grace while awaiting the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also keep you secure unto the end, unimpeachable in the day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel for this Mass is according to the account of St. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. At that time, Jesus, getting into a boat, crossed over and came to his own town. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a pallet. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Take courage, son, thy sins are forgiven thee." And behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemes." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Thy sins are forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up thy pallet, and go to thy house." And he arose and went away to his house. And when the crowd saw it, they were struck with fear, and glorified God who had given such power to men. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. May God bless you.